Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're going to continue on in a message I began yesterday. I've entitled A House That Stands, and using the simile, if you will, of a physical structure, it must have, whether it's a house or a skyscraper, has to have a firm and strong foundation. And as far as spiritually, Jesus is the rock of our salvation. And I began to share four pillars that will keep our house standing strong against the storms of life. The first one we shared on yesterday's broadcast was repentance toward God. God, confessing our sins, leading an upright and godly life to the best of our ability, as well as forgiveness extended to others. And then that second pillar we just started talking about was the victory that Jesus accomplished through His death, suffering, His resurrection, and the authority that He gave us as believers. We can walk in victory. We can experience an abundant life because of what Jesus has done for us. We utilize the weapons of our warfare that He has given us, the armor of God, the promises of the new covenant, and there is power in His name. Philippians 2, 9 through 11 says, "Wherefore God also hath exalted Him and given Him," that's Jesus, "a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord," hallelujah, "to the glory of God the Father." And so Jesus, he encouraged us to ask largely that our joy may be full. And then through the blood of Christ, the blood of the cross, Colossians 1, 13 and 14 gives us this beautiful promise, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness." He's delivered, He's translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So that work that Jesus did, that He accomplished, remember the Last Supper, He said, "This is the blood of the New Testament, my new covenant that I'm making with you," that covers everything that pertains to life and godliness. He has secured victory for us. Are we in warfare? Of course. The devil will do everything he can to sidetrack us, to discourage us, but as we not only listen and study and adhere to the promises of God's Word, we will have victory in His name. And then thirdly, another important pillar is the spirit of praise. Psalm 149 and 6 says, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." That psalm goes on to say, "To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people." It goes on to speak of the authority that we have as believers in Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus has done the work for us. Let me share some other passages of scripture found in Psalms. Psalm 106:47 says, "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give," for the purpose what? "To give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise." Psalm 47 and 1 says, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph." That's noisy, exuberant praise there. And then Psalm 21 and 13, "Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thine own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power." And Psalm 22 and 23, "Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. And we know when Jesus came, he united Jew and Gentile alike. We are one in him. And a final passage on that, on the importance of praise, Psalm 32 and 7, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Praise God. All right, so we've got three pillars thus far. We have the strong foundation, the rock that is Jesus Christ. We have repentance and forgiveness. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. We have triumph in his name, the blood of the his cross. And then the third pillar is the spirit of praise. And the fourth is the precious Holy Spirit, the river of the Spirit that Jesus said would be given to believers in the Gospel of John, the 7th chapter, verse 38. Jesus said, He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly, or out of his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. And so, what those are the four pillars: the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of praise, the importance of repentance and forgiveness, the power and the name of Jesus, the victory that we have through the work that he did when he came into this earth to redeem mankind. He is in the process, the Holy Spirit, in sanctifying the church. That's why, remember, he told his disciples to go back to Jerusalem, wait there until the promise of the Father, that which he promised and Jesus promised. He said, it's necessary that I go, otherwise he won't come. And so even though Jesus is in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, the Holy Spirit is being poured out upon all flesh. And those who are responding, he's building a beautiful, glorious church. And he's in the process, the Holy Spirit is, of sanctifying that church. Ezekiel 37 and 28 says, And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel. Now we're talking about Jew and Gentile. When my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Romans 15 and 16 says, Paul speaks of being the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, that the, quote, offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we serve a holy God. In Revelation, Jesus addresses the churches, Revelation 3:19, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And then in the third chapter of that book, verse 5, He that overcometh, Jesus said, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And so, beloved, we can fight all of our stress, our anxiety, our fears with the Father's love. Remember in Luke 2:14, that message of the angels at the birth of Jesus, glory to God in the highest, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. That hasn't changed. That is God's purpose from the very beginning. So, beloved, your acceptance before God is based on Jesus. He accepts you just as you are, but he's working with you, he's working on you, he's working in your life to conform you to the image of Jesus. 1 John 4:16-17 says, And we know and have believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the beauty of your word, the promises that you've given to us. And Father, I just sense you want to speak now to your people. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. I would say that you are as clay in the potter's hand. I say, continue to be my pliable. Let me mold and fashion you as a glorious vessel standing in the courts of the Lord. Be quick to obey the moving of my spirit, at times. It may be inconvenient to the flesh, and at times, even in opposition to that which seems reasonable, but choose to obey me, regardless of the cost. Whatever sacrifice you make will be swallowed up in the joy of knowing you are pleasing your Heavenly Father, and my abundant blessing shall overtake you. Is it not written, obedience is better than sacrifice? Therefore, the more difficult the assignment, the richer the reward. I will not force you to make the choice, neither make my will inescapable. There will always be a way to make the choice. I will not force you to make that choice, neither will I cause you to stumble. I will lead you in a straight path, says the Lord. But your spirit man shall grow strong as you delight to do my will. If there is risk involved, I have calculated the test and will develop your faith as well as your obedience. In the choosing process, I give you the opportunity to demonstrate your love for me. Be sensitive to my spirit. Be listening for my voice and my leading. I will guide you with my hand upon your shoulder. I will walk beside you. I do not intend to circumscribe your way or hinder your freedom, but rather to lead you into an increasingly abundant life. By crucifying the will of the flesh, you liberate your spirit. Therefore, beloved, be malleable as soft, high-quality clay in my hand. Neither resist me, nor be unaware of my working, nor question me as to what I am making. Trustingly, give me a free hand to work, unrestrained, in your life. The right results will be a surprise and a joy when the end is revealed, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, it has been a blessing to minister to you. I feel the presence of the Lord, and He just wants to minister to you and reach out to you and minister in those areas the enemy has tried to fight you in. Know that in Jesus we have completed utter victory, and the enemy has been defeated. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.